It's just that somebody's in the background, so I can't.
Can we please mute our microphones? Can we please mute our microphones, please? Okay, so I think we are good to go now.
Philippa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm clear.
Sorry.
So I was asked.
So, yeah, what is coming out of this pandemic is it's very obvious that we're going to focus a lot more on localization and nationalization, which means whatever we can do locally is going to be the best approach. For those people in businesses where they're importing products from outside or goods from outside, it's going to be a bit tough for them. So they really will need to look at businesses locally, because with the foreign exchange, it's going to take time. The government is going to obviously be borrowing a lot more monies. They're going to have to pay a huge debt. I mean, with what's happening also with the petroleum. So we need to understand that it's going to make sense to be in businesses that are local, homegrown. Hence, agriculture definitely is the place. But again, the way we know in Africa, and more so also here in Ghana, is that lands belong to the men. So it's very rare that you're going to have women who will own the land, they will only toil it. So we need to look and see how can we get into things that have got more to do with processing, branding, and selling it out into the market. Obviously, the hair care, beauty care industry is becoming a big thing. But please note again, the same thing now it's showing is that people are focusing more, and now they're considering that people can't go out to shops to buy cosmetics, for example, what are they doing? They're going online and focusing in terms of how can they do their face? What are the kind of makeup? I mean, if you see online right now, there's something called the Do Not Rush Challenge, where people are doing everything just to put in makeup, you know, take their time and do makeup. So we need to try and see how can we get our businesses to do some of those interesting things and start participating online. Online is the answer to whatever business any woman is out in.
Okay, so someone is asking a question now. She says, I produce baobab oil and shea butter. Most of my customers are in Accra and Kumasi. I'm in a different region. Because of the lockdown, I'm no longer able to deliver to them. Most delivery services are in the city, but how to even send the product to the city is a problem. Any suggestions?
Yes, you need to speak to people like Jumia. Glovo, there are quite a few other setups in Ghana that are doing delivery. It probably will cost you a little bit more, but unfortunately, that is the downside of the business. However, if you have fixed client bases, or you know somebody that you could deliver it as bulk to here, and see how they can break it down for you and probably pay them, you know, a part commission for doing that for you is another solution. But I would be speaking to the delivery companies right now, and there are quite a few. Flights are still moving between Kumasi and Accra. It's only national borders that have been locked down. So if you're able to put them in a carton and deliver it via air, that's another solution for you.
Okay, so Lady Gloria Teya says COVID-19 is temporal. And from Galaxy J7 Prime said, my name is Dr. Maureen. Hi, Dr. Maureen, you are welcome. For money, she said, is there any suggestion or advice to startups growing in this time of lockdown?
Absolutely. Like I said in the start of the presentation, the best time to ever do startups is now. And that's why I gave you examples like Uber and Airbnb and all those. All those companies started up during crisis. And that's why what we need to understand, whatever we come up with has to address a problem. It has to be a solution to a problem. So we need, even as individuals, as women today, what are the problems we're facing? And then straight away say, hey, listen, you know, if the problem is to buy onions and chop them and freeze them, could somebody start a company where you already get, I'm just giving you as an example, is a mashed onion already packed, you know, that you just have to buy it and put it in your freezer. So it's all about what is the problem we're facing and what's the solution we can offer for that.
Please mute your microphones for us. Okay. Hello, Fatima, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so somebody is saying that Ghana Post. Okay, somebody's saying that Ghana Post is into delivery nationwide as well. So you can make some inquiries from them. So that goes to the person who is finding out how to supply to her customers who are outside Kumasi, who are outside Accra, see, Kumasi, or wherever your customers are. You can contact Ghana Post, and they sure will deliver your goods for you, I'm sure, at a very affordable price. Lady Gloria Teria says, COVID-19 is temporal. Some of these business opportunities are long-term. Should we not be worried about investing in these businesses? What if it ends and we are no more relevant and business are back to their old ways? Some advice, please.
Okay, so what we need to understand is, and that's why I said business unusual, there will be those businesses that will remain as is, but if they don't change, if they're not at this point in time in touch with their customers, if they're not being, not connecting with them, they will be irrelevant, okay? And relevancy only means that you are still doing something that the person who's interested in your business is getting a benefit from. Okay. And what this clearly is showing us in this period is that we're still able to do a lot of things without even walking into shops. We're still able to do a lot of things right now without having to buy products. Okay. A lot of people are coming with home solutions to a lot of things. So relevancy means that we need to be updated. And if anybody is sitting there thinking that people will go back to their old ways, yes, there will be a big chunk of that doing it. But those who are in touch with digital solutions, those who know how to now get online, will find a lot more information out there, and you will start seeing a lot of smaller businesses going out of business.
Okay, great. Someone says, I am Ajua. Is it advisable to go for loans as capital injection for startups?
No, at this point in time, do not, and please take this in writing, do not borrow any money, because what we need to understand is that the global economy is on a complete ICU level right now. And what people need to understand is that when you're going to a bank, it's not the bank's money. The money is coming in from elsewhere, which is coming in from elsewhere. So whatever you borrow, it's going to hit you hard, because to pay back, and also at the rates that you will have to pay back, it's not going to be easy. Right now, I would propose, if you are able to, one, save your money, because you need to have money at least that you can keep you going for the next 2 months. Try and invest in yourself. It is crucial right now. Collaborate. And you know, one of the things that you say, for example, like the Shea lady, the lady who's doing the oils, is there a way, if you're seeing, is there opportunities within our community, Philippa? And that's why I would love to try and help, where if I knew what groups are within the Shea community, what we can do is create collaboration. Like, for example, the fruit sellers, would they be able, as we're coming out of this, be able to go and collaborate with the hairdressers and, you know, okay, start selling fruit packs within the salons, you know? Okay. What is it that we can do within ourselves to start helping each other, mm-hmm, to lift each other's businesses? So if I know what sectors are in there, I can give you some solutions and some ideas on how to do it.
Okay. So Dr. Maureen from Nigeria says anything business that you're doing should be sustainable. Dr. Maureen, thank you so much, Dr. Maureen. We are still waiting for your questions. If you have them, kindly send them so that our dear Fatima will respond to them for us. We'll be ending the meeting shortly. So if you have any questions, this is the time we encourage you to send them.
Just on what Dr. Maureen said that is fundamental, Whatever we do must be sustainable. It must be something that will go beyond this time and after. It is so crucial because, and that's why I keep saying, we can't be thinking about just very short-term solutions. We've got to think about things that are going to go beyond this period. Hence the reason why we need to look at what's going on out there. Let's open up, you know. It is unfortunate, not many of our women, especially in the SMEs, are exposed to what's happening on a bigger picture and how it's going to affect.
Okay. We are still waiting for some of your questions. If you have any question, please send it in. She says, still do your feasibility before you launch out. Thank you. Yes, that's a very, very, very critical thing to do. Unfortunately, most of our entrepreneurs do not do all of these things, studying feasibility and trying to study the market, knowing their market and all of that. We don't have much time to do that. We just start the business because we need to start and we need to survive. We need to get something going. But I believe that at this point, it has gone beyond just running a business. It has everything to do with being creative and understanding the sector that you are entering, understanding what you want to do and where you want to get the business to. We don't have to be just business people or just entrepreneurs anymore. We have to be people who are innovating, people who are bringing on board things that will actually change us, change our lives, change our businesses, change our families, change our communities for the better. So from Mary, she said...
And collaborate.
Yes. From Mary, she said, I'm a dermatologist and just started my own skin and laser clinic. How... Okay, help me with ways of reaching my clients on social media.
Perfect. Dermatology, like I said right now, people are not going out to buy makeup. I mean, I have a 17-year-old daughter, and before yesterday, the girl just went and dolled herself up, and, you know, we're not really people who are into makeup and all that. So I was like, oh, so I said, what are you doing? And she goes, oh, I'm just practicing. It's only yesterday I went online and found out about this Don't Rush Challenge. It's hashtag Don't Rush Challenge. And you should see, it's amazing. Ghana is on fire. Nigeria is on fire. Everyone's on fire. So what people are doing is now, and especially the younger generation and dermatology, I mean, considering these are teenagers, you know, going through acne and going through all these issues, we have women in the older generation also going through this. Skin is the one thing that covers the whole of your body, you know. Sorry, the most crucial part. What you can do right now is you need to be on YouTube. You need to be on Instagram. These are social media sites you need to be engaging in and presenting, whether it's tips, ideas, and also what you do, because you need to be constantly in top of mind awareness. And the idea is, how can we come, you as a business, come in and help these people to understand their skin better? So we need to go out there and take these challenges that are happening online right now and make yourself relevant to that. Okay. So if you do have, you have a, for example, Do Not Rush Challenge, what is it that you could do right now immediately on YouTube and whatever, talking about the, you know, Do Not Rush Challenge? What do you need to do in terms of washing your kits? What is it that you need to do in terms of cleansing your skin after that? All those things will come into help.
Okay, great. We have, Tony said earlier that we have about 30, no, actually we have 42 women entrepreneurs, businesses on the platform right now. How can we ensure that we are going to support each other within the next 30 to 60 days? That was what you asked. We'll look at that. Maybe Fatima, you are going to give us some ideas as to how
we need to collaborate. That's what I mentioned earlier. Yes, we need to collaborate.
That's exactly what Tony is suggesting right now. And I think it's going to be great. Somebody says, I am extremely excited to have chanced upon this session. Thank you so much. I was going crazy when everyone was complaining on how I have been focused on wanting to build myself and not stay ideal. Like Fatima said, if the various industries could be put in groups and we work concurrently to support and build each other's businesses that will change the entire game for us as female entrepreneurs. It's about growing together so the younger generations can also benefit, as women are likely to be affected with this pandemic than men.
Yes.
Okay, somebody is... Okay, so Mary, Tonya actually says that she can connect you with another dermatologist and you can collaborate. That's so great. That's absolutely great. Thank you so much. Somebody is asking for a Twitter handle. Okay, we'll give you all of that. But for now, I think that we are coming to the end of our meeting very shortly. If there are any other questions, please bring them in, because we are going to end the meeting very shortly. Very shortly.
If it's possible, if we could take the groups that you have, the kind of businesses and women that are there, I'm sure between Toyi and myself, you and Flossy and all that, we can actually come together and find ways to help them collaborate and come together to be stronger during this period.
Sure, as soon as possible, we are going to come together. As soon as possible, I'm going to let you know the women we have, the businesses we have, some of the things that we can do to support ourselves within the next 30 days. Somebody says, you can please start another business to help you sustain in the system. If this pandemic persists and you can't run your previous business. Thank you so much for the advice. We are going off at 7 p.m. This is our end time. If there are no more questions, would kindly say thank you so much, Fatima, for this opportunity, for this great time that you have spent with us, for all the knowledge that you have shared. Just brought in preschool in Ghana. What do you want to know about preschools in Ghana? Maybe you should ask that. Okay, she said, hi, this is Flossy. How about networking for women? It's a good way of supporting each other. So Flossy, this is another way of networking right now that we don't have the opportunity to come face to face with each other. This is also another great way of networking. And after...
Flossie has mentioned about networking, and that is what we're talking about. It's crucial. I mean, between the She community, the Shiros, there are women business communities out there that can actually come in together and start investing in one another.
Yes.
And take each other's. This is the time to prove that women don't compete against each other. Women can actually work together. To build the nation and themselves.
Exactly. Fatih Abigail says, thanks so much, great insights. Ramio Pokumensa says, hi, I'm a farmer and add value to agro produce. Any advice? Are there any other agribusiness ladies here?
I'd love to know which agro processing is he in, which product? Is it fruit? Is it seeds?
Okay, Rami, can you put on your microphone? Unmute your mic, Rami.
Meat and veggies, okay.
Hello, Rami.
Hi.
Great.
Hi.
You're welcome. So Fatima is asking, which area of agriculture do you deal in? Where?
So I do livestock farming, and then I'm currently starting vegetables as well. So what I do is I dry my meat, and I also do seasoned packaged meats. So it's ready to cook meats at the moment. I also do grills and roasts for functions.
Okay. So what I will do is I will connect you through Philippa right now.
Okay.
Is one of the biggest people right now doing, I don't know if you've heard of Nama Meats. Nama Meats is one of the biggest players right now in terms of barbecuing and selling meat to the the big homes in Accra. Okay. I know they're having a shortage of meat, so it'll be great to collaborate with them and see if you can be a supplier, because everybody's looking for a supplier right now. Right. When it comes to your seasoned meats right now, if you look at what's happening with supermarkets, you know, people are running out. The privileged are going and shopping like there's going to be no food tomorrow. And mm-hmm. that is a perfect place for you to be in right now, because that means all they have to do is take it, grill it, barbecue it. So that is one of the things you need to be in right now, and it's the right time to be in.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you to Rami. So Betty Blankson says, may I commend you and Fatih for putting us together via Zoom today. Good concept. You are very eloquent and smart. Thanks. Thank you to Madam for this kind words. So from Galaxy J7, she said, thanks, ladies. It was awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having you too, my dear darling. She said, this was very insightful, and I'm glad I spent this time tuned in. Thank you so much, too, for coming. Priscilla Mensah Frimpong says, I'm into cosmetics as part of my businesses. As we know, most of the cosmetic products are perishable. How do we go about them in this lockdown?
So my question to the lady who's in cosmetics right now is it in raw material form or is it in finished product form? If it's in finished product form, what is its expiry period? And who, what kind of product is it? And I can see whether to link her up with the CEO of FC Cosmetics and see if there's something they can do together to quickly try and put it through their outlets. So once I know the expiry period and what product we can, again, the whole idea is exactly what Toyin and Flossie were saying, and this is what I believe in. We need to quickly find women that are having problems right now. Let's see how we can quickly collaborate and get them linked up with other people that can help them see them through this process.
Okay, great. So Priscilla Mensah Frimpong, I think you should unmute your microphone right now and let us know whether your products are perishable, what are the ingredients, are they raw materials, are they already processed, everything about it.
Okay, Philippa, thank you so much for this opportunity. It's not in raw raw seeds, it's finished products. Let's say the Dr. Lovelies, the creams, the macaries, and all that, those things. Okay. And even though it has expiry, which is, let's say, 2021 and other stuff. You see, when you don't own the air condition and it's enclosed like that, I'm so sure that the heat can sometimes make it either dark or make it quite watery and all that. How do we do it?
I understand where she's coming from. So what we will need to do is, like I said, Philippa, why don't you give us the grouping? Okay. Let's see how I can quickly help to get them connected. Okay. And because the whole idea is we need to promote local right now, and all our entrepreneurs who have local businesses is what we need to drive and push. And I think we can do that faster than with imported products at the moment.
Okay.
So we'll come in and help. I will come in and help on that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. So,
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh, you're always welcome. Lady Gloria says, please, when are we having the next session? We'll communicate that with you. Galaxy J7 Prime. Oh, okay, she said we should increase the chat time. We'll do that. Thank you so much. Rosalind Dodu said, what advice will you give to a teacher who just started running a coding club for kids before the lockdown?
A what club?
A coding club.
Oh my goodness, you're in the best field. Oh my, that is coding is the future. Coding is the future. I would go online right now. Again, from the experience that I have seen having a kid at home, with schools teaching online right now, that is the best approach. So maybe one of the things you can do immediately is to get in touch with some of the schools. Just go online and see which are the schools. And I would actually reach out to the international schools because they are the ones that are privileged at the moment to be able to have students that have online classes and have access to computers and iPads. So if you can quickly get in touch with schools like Lincoln Aris International Association, send them an email and say that you're willing to offer free coding classes. Listen to the word, it's free. so that while you're doing this, you're getting access to a wider audience. Okay. And because you've chosen to do something right now, you're actually going to be top of mind for when we get out of this crisis, for them to be in touch with you, okay. because kids will be interested in continuing with that course.
Great. Okay, so another person says, please, I produce Hausa cocoa powder and kose flour. Please, can you link me up to a company in need of my products?
Okay, once I get the list, Philippa, from you, then I'll be able to know and see how I can help link them to people who need it right now.
Okay. You're welcome, Rosalind Dodu. So we are giving ourselves three more minutes for questions. If you still have any question that you want to ask, we can answer that in the next 3 minutes we are away from here. So thank you so much, Fatima. You've been amazing. I knew that after this meeting, we were going to do business unusual. In fact, I'll encourage all of our participants, all of the beautiful ladies, hardworking ladies who are working our hearts out, trying to make ourselves better, trying to make our families better, the community better, innovating so that the people, the young ones who are behind us, will be also encouraged to do extraordinary things. I encourage all of us that we are in a world crisis right now, but we are not dead. We are not finished. Our businesses are closed. This is the time for us to innovate. This is the time for us to come up with ideas. Kindly mute your microphone for us. Thank you. So this is the time for us to innovate. This is the time for us to be real entrepreneurs, come up with ideas and solutions that will help everybody around us, and also ensure that the solution you are giving, even if it's not giving you a financial benefit, is benefiting your business in a way that after this crisis, after this pandemic is over, you are going to benefit from everything that you gave during the pandemic season or era. Leslie has brought in another question. She said that, what is the solution to an industry where you train fashion students? Problem is 70% of the students are not technologically inclined. Hence, not too possible to run an online training, considering it's a very, very practical problem. So how, I think that with this, once we are going to put together categories of women entrepreneurs and businesses that we do, we are going to find...
Sorry, Philippa, for the person who is in the textile and fashion, I have a very close friend right now who runs a program in London called the Positive Runway. It's for HIV patients. And she has engaged fashion people in Ghana right now to create masks for them in obviously fabric. And she's doing it to different parts of Africa. I know she's engaged somebody in Ghana. I would love to engage wherever this lady is with her and connect her because making masks does not require technology. The idea is, how can you get people wherever they are at their homes, quickly tell them what they need to produce and how they can do it. Okay. You know, and I can, that will at least create a job opportunity and some income immediately. Exactly. Because masks are in demand.
That's great. So I'm sure, Leslie, you got that. Hello, Leslie, can you please unmute your mic? I'm sure you got that, right? Hello, Leslie.
Hello, Philippa.
Okay, did you get what Fatima said?
Yes, that was amazing. That's quite amazing. So okay. Definitely,
you might as well look her up online. Her name is Justina Mutale.
Okay.
She's Zambian, and she's one of the most renowned women in Africa, and is currently running something to do with making masks for the global use for Positive Runway. So I can link you up with her and see what comes out of it. You could be one of their suppliers.
All right.
Okay, great.
Thank you
so much. Thank you so much, Leslie. TechnoPop1 said, please, I would like to ask that if you have a vision of being an entrepreneur, can there be a fund support from any of the investors? Okay, for that, I would advise that if you want to come up with an idea, put together your idea, your business proposal, the whole idea on paper. And if possible, if it is a business that you can start with little you have. Usually, businesses invest money into businesses that do not exist, actually. So if you want to start a business and you need support, I suggest that you start seeking the support from family, from friends, to start, at least. Start so that the idea will be visible, it will be tangible, so that if anybody wants to help you move it or somebody wants to fund it, they will at least have something to look up on. Like, this is what you have done. And so this, if I'm putting my money into something, this is what I'm putting my money in. So I'll kindly advise that you start something first. If you need support, you could, at this point, you could lay back on family, on friends, on people who are very close to you, people that you can explain the idea to, the whole concept to, and who will buy into whatever idea that you have. Thank you so much. Joanna Humphreys said, thanks so much, Fatima and Philippa. Very good meeting throughout. Thoroughly enjoyed it. This week, I have already started strategizing on how to market my hotel and spa. This is the time to get our thinking caps on and plan for when this pandemic is over. That's absolutely great. Joel, thanks for making time to join. Zaina Fawaz says, thanks so much. God bless you, Philippa, for connecting us to such a great woman with deep insight. Fatima is so amazing. And thank you too for joining. Eunice Na Kwama Dako says, I'm into bubu and maxi dresses. Even though it's a non-essential currently, I'll be pleased to partner with other entrepreneurs who have shops to display my clothing. So yes, this is great. I'm sure after this meeting, we are going to connect with you on that. This is where we come to the end of today's session. We want to thank you all for participating. God bless you so much for your time. Fatima, God bless you so much in advance for the knowledge that you shared with us. We are asking the favor of God upon you that wherever you land on, may God replenish you. May you continue to take heights. May you always represent us in a very grand, unique, amazing way like you always done. We are so proud of you, and we are always going to call upon you, knowing that when we call upon you, you are going to respond to our call.
I will. Thank you so much, and God bless each one of you. Thank you for having me on this, and stay safe, and let's help each other. Let's all rise together through this, and we can do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Fatima.
Thank you.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you,
lady.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thank you so
much. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you, Philippa.
Thank you, Fatima.
God bless you.